This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jesse Gonzalez. Date of birth, February the 5th, 1961. Case ID number is 6886004. Date of exam, September the 21st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. John Luna, dated 10/18/2022, and from a Social Security questionnaire, dated 6/12/2023, identifying information. This is a 62-year-old single male with one daughter and son who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of major depression and an injured left leg. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2013, where he worked at a communication towers for 25 years. The claimant states that he mostly worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks in the month. However, sometimes his job was part-time. At the present time, he lives in a mobile home with his cousin and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, major depression. Number two, injured left leg. History of allegations, number one, major depression. The claimant states that in 2018, he was having problems with sadness, comma, depression, comma, insomnia, comma, decreased appetite, comma, crying spells, comma, decrease energy, comma, decrease ability to focus and concentrate, comma, decrease motivation, comma, and decrease memory. The claimant states that he does not know his daughter, but he does know his son and has had a poor relationship with his family. He denies any anger episodes. The claimant does have a history of substance abuse and alcohol abuse. He is presently on trazodone, 100 milligrams QHS, bupropion, 100 milligrams QD, and aripiprazole, 15 milligrams QD. His condition at this time is stable. He does have a history of suicidal ideation and suicidal attempt, where he tried to cut his wrist at one time, but states that he is better than he was before and is taking his medication. Allegation number two, injured left leg. The claimant states that in 2020, he was in an accident at work where he fractured his left ankle and knee when a dolly pulled back his left leg. He was diagnosed with a fracture of the left knee and ankle, and x-rays were performed to confirm the diagnosis. The claimant went on to have an open reduction internal fixation of the knee and ankle area with very good results. His symptoms include pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning every day. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, climb 6 steps, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He does have difficulty opening up a jar top secondary to osteoarthritis of his hands. The claimant does have an assistive device, which is a cane, that he uses when he needs to. He is able to ambulate very well without the cane. He's presently on ibuprofen 200 milligrams that he takes once a day for pain, which he states does not relieve his pain. The claimant's physical activity includes mowing the grass, and his physician is Dr. John Lung. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and sitting around the house. The claimant did receive 3 weeks of physical therapy. He is presently taking Arthrotex 75 milligrams / 200 milligrams BID for pain, gabapentin 300 milligrams TID, and sometimes ibuprofen for pain, which does give him a very mild relief. His condition is stable at this time, and he was diagnosed with a fracture left knee and ankle with open reduction internal fixation with fairly good results. Family history. His father died at the age of 85 from heart disease. His mother died at the age of 83 from old age. Medications, Arthrotex 75 milligrams / 200 milligrams BID, gabapentin 300 milligrams TID, trazodone 100 milligrams QHS, bupropion 100 milligrams QD, aripiprazole 15 milligrams QD. Medical problems, left leg injury with a fractured ankle and knee, and open reduction internal fixation secondary to a work accident. History of left ear bitten by a person. Major depression / anxiety. Lumbar sacral back pain. History of alcohol abuse and substance abuse in the past. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states that he drinks 3 to 5 beers per week and has been drinking for approximately 40 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors but did have seizures when he was a child. Substance abuse, the claimant states he has used marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, and IV drug abuse. The last time he used any substance abuse was September the 1st, 2023, which is marijuana. He states he takes it for pain. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 140 pounds, height 5 feet 6 and a fourth inches tall, BP 146 over 84 mmHg, heart rate 55 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 22.5. General, this is a 62-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal. The claimant appears to have a right eye cataract. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudae, or other lesions were noted. The claimant has poor dentition and multiple missing teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal for the right side. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. The claimant does not have any glasses that he wears at this time. Could you drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant has a medial 4-centimeter scar, which is vertical on the left ankle where he had an open reduction internal fixation performed. He also has a has multiple scars of his left knee measuring 4 centimeters/6 centimeters and 10 centimeters where he had multiple scars performed on his left knee to correct his fracture. The claimant did have a open reduction internal fixation of his knee as well. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had fair eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was somewhat flat for the time. He did not have clear thought processes and his memory was poor. Concentration was poor, although he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle was 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. There was some joint swelling, erythema, fusion, deformity noted of the hands where he does have mild osteoarthritis of the fingers. There is a normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. Could you please drop down to assisted devices? The claimant presented with an assisted device of a cane, which he did not need to use. He was able to ambulate very well without it. Could you please drop down to after neurological on the last page? X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-ray of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of a left ankle and knee fracture, which has been treated with an open reduction internal fixation of both areas. The claimant's function is normal. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows some muscle wasting and some fatigue. However, physical examination was grossly normal. The claimant has no limitations in the visual field, but does have some limitations in his visual acuity, especially for the right eye where he has a cataract formation. The claimant is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations secondary to decreased cognitive function and does have some mild restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to a left knee and ankle fracture. Probable diagnoses, number one, major depression / anxiety. Being treated at this time appears to be fairly stable. The claimant does have a history of alcohol and substance abuse. Number two, injury of the left leg with fractures of the knee and ankle confirmed with medical records and physical examination. His physical appeared to be grossly normal, and the claimant is able to function very well at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jesse Gonzalez.